This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden says the United States is sending more military aid to Ukraine after a passionate plea from his Ukrainian counterpart. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In a virtual speech to Congress, Volodymyr Zelensky pleaded through an interpreter for help against Russian airstrikes.
Russia has turned the Ukrainian sky into a source of death.
Hours later, President Biden pledged another $800 million in military aid, about $1 billion in total just this week.
It includes 800 anti-aircraft systems,
plus drones and anti-armor systems for taking out Russian tanks.
We're going to give Ukraine the arms to fight and defend themselves through all the difficult days ahead.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia says Ukraine talks are progressing while the onslaught continues, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
With Russia's ground advance on Kyiv stalled, despite the sustained bombardment, statements from both sides suggest room for their talks to make progress. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says a neutral military status for Ukraine is being seriously discussed at business-like talks, while Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has described Russia's demands for ending the war as becoming more realistic. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN's top court on Wednesday ordered Russia to suspend its invasion of Ukraine, saying it was profoundly concerned by Moscow's use of force. Kyiv hailed the victory as a complete victory, but Russia snubbed hearings, arguing the ICJ did not have jurisdiction and justified its use of force as self-defense. This is VOA News. Nigeria has evacuated at least 1,800 of its citizens from Ukraine since Russia's invasion, but 80 Nigerian students remain trapped in the southern city of Kherson. Russian forces have captured the city, and the students this week called on the Nigerian government to come to their aid. Timothy Abuja reports.
It's another cold night in underground bomb shelters for Nigerian students in Kherson. The students have been trapped for about 2 weeks since Russian forces seized the town on March 3rd. The students say gas and internet services have been cut off and that they are running out of food. Akinyemi Victor, who graduated from the Kherson State Maritime Academy, spoke about the students' situation on Twitter.
When there is no gas, there is no heating system. We heat now through or via this heating system of firewood in the house, and we cook there too. Some of us who tried to escape, maybe trying to go out of the city, the Russian armies are sending them back home. They can't go out. No supplies coming into the city, nothing going out and nothing coming in.
Kherson, a port city in southern Ukraine, was one of the first areas to fall to Russian forces. An estimated 150 Africans are believed to be trapped in the city, according to online groups calling for their evacuation. This week, the Nigerian students called on their country people to come to their aid. Nigerian Foreign Affairs Minister Jeffrey Onyama responded and said authorities are working with Nigeria's ambassadors in Ukraine and Russia to assist the students. Timothy Ubiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
The World Health Organization voiced alarm Wednesday that registered COVID cases are once again rising globally despite testing levels having dropped significantly. After falling for weeks, reported COVID cases rose globally by 8% last week, with more than 11 million cases and over 43,000 new deaths registered, according to the WHO. And in the Western Pacific region, new cases shot up last week by a full 29%. Case numbers in the region have been rising since the end of December, and the Western Pacific has now overtaken Europe as the global hotspot for detected cases. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden says the United States is sending more military aid to Ukraine after a passionate plea from his Ukrainian counterpart. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed U.S. Congress earlier on Wednesday. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Hey, Wendy.